We work on electronic bhakti music, and our goal is to take devotional music and make it more accessible to all audiences today. I think that today, the way that we present content is changing rapidly every day, and our tradition is something that is relevant regardless of which time that we live in. It's just a question of giving it to people in a way that they are familiar with. And so that's kind of what all our work is all about, is communicating these messages, this idea of love and devotion and harmony to audiences today. And we're trying to do that through contemporary music to reach out to as wide an audience as we possibly can. And Eclipse Nirvana, interestingly, is something that came from our background, because Lakshmi and I, we grew up attending Chinmaya Mission. So Vedanta played a big role in our life. Mm-hmm. So Eclipse Nirvana is kind of a way of saying from darkness to light. You know, eclipse kind of symbolizes the darkness, and nirvana symbolizes the fact that you finally realize that you have a divinity within you, and that divinity is there within everybody. So that's kind of the idea behind the name, and we wanted to make it different, but also have a meaning that kind of represents the tradition in a very true way.
य गोजय प्रदाय धीमहि गुणातीताय गुणाधीशाय गुणप्रविष्टाय धीमहि एकदन्ताय वक्रतुण्डाय गौरीतनयाय धीमहि गजेशानाय भालचन्द्राय श्रीगणेशाय धीमहि
For the people who are not aware of Chinmaya Mission, can you tell us more about that?
Sure. The Chinmaya Mission is a worldwide organization. It was founded by Swami Chinmayananda, who is originally from India, and he traveled the world conducting lectures primarily on the Bhagavad Gita, as well as the Vedantic Upanishad tradition of Hindu scriptures. So his goal was to communicate the philosophy of Hinduism to people far and wide so that they could better their lives and reach their fullest potential. And today, Swami Chinmayananda is no more, but there's a succession of Swamijis who lead the organization, and they conduct classes and lectures all around the world, probably in every city, in most major cities, and they have groups for, you know, children, for adults, for women.
I think we have also a few members of this community in the Netherlands. So, yeah, it's nice to know that it is so active. Coming back to the music that you both make, mantras, devotional music, why do you do that? I mean, we live in a time and age that everybody wants to listen to pop music, you know? But you both are so young and still you are, interested in these scriptures.
A lot of the credit for that goes to our parents and our families for kind of putting us in that environment where we would have like a daily exposure to that type of thing. And there are times in our life where we turn to the tradition in order to give us inspiration. You know, life brings its own challenges. And this type of poetry, this type of mantras, they give us a peace and calm that allows us to surmount all of those type of difficulties. So a lot of it was that our personal experience of how effective this was and how important this was for us to manage life gracefully. That was part of it. The other part was kind of, we wanted to connect to the tradition in our own unique way. And when kind of trying to find what that way was, it happened through music. You know, both of us have grown up with music in our family. Lakshmi's mother is a singer, and she's there obviously in a lot of our YouTube videos. And even for myself, I come from a family of Carnatic musicians. So music was always an important part of it. And, you know, it was just kind of a natural fit to use music in order to connect to those spiritual traditions. And in our case, using modern music, the music that we've grown up with, that we enjoy creating, in order to find a unique connection to our tradition.
Ramana Hari Govinda Bolo,
Radha Ramana Hari.
Are you connecting with the younger generation with your music?
Absolutely. You know, we get so much happiness when we see, you know, younger people, people in their 20s, people, teenagers, and even younger. In fact, we have, when we perform sometimes, the, you know, the front row, they're like these kids who are 7 or 8 years old. We see their eyes light up when they hear certain songs that they have grown up with. Their parents might have played at a home, but when they hear us perform that same song, but in a different musical arrangement, maybe something more upbeat with different orchestration, we see that they're really interested. And then after the show, they come up to us and they're like, oh, you know, I recognized this particular song, and with a big smile on their face. So that's extremely wonderful to see for us as musicians. Also, when we performed in Zambia, a few years ago, a parent came to us after our show and told us, hey, you know, our five-year-old loves your Hanuman Chalisa. He listens to it every day, and, you know, he actually knows how to sing your version. So that was just great to see that we're able to reach out to the younger, younger generation.
That's really nice. What are your plans for this year?
We're focusing on a whole collection of bhajans and stotras. The idea is to do traditional bhajans, modernizing them with musical arrangements. We're also going to do mantras and stotrams. And in addition to that, we've started doing something very interesting called bhakti remixes, where we take top 40 songs and modify the lyrics to make them bhakti numbers. So we did that with the popular songs Shape of You and Despacito. And these kind of songs, they really connect to a totally different age group. The kids who are really familiar with these songs, but they hear the bhakti lyrics in it, and suddenly they're interested in the spiritual traditions of India.
Necessarily from the Hindu tradition or from the of Indian origin, you know, we're super inspired by this poetry, and we wanted to reach out to people of all backgrounds, all age groups, so that they kind of, you know, they see the universal appeal, they see the uplifting messages that this poetry communicates, and just, you know, if it makes a person more inspired, or if it just makes them a happier person when they listen to our music, then we feel like our goal has been reached.
I really hope to see you soon in Holland, and hopefully you can perform your bhajans and mantras here for our Dutch audience.
We would love that.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Om Bhurbhuvah Suvah Tatsaviturvarenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Niyo Yonah Prachodayat